Well, as Jane says, it's a challenge for me, but good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great honor for me to serve as the moderator to this important and, I dare say, timely meeting. Firstly, on behalf of ICAO, we would like to thank the sponsors and exhibitors for their support of this event. We hope you, the delegates, will take time to visit the booths outside. Now, as a journalist covering aviation and environmental issues, the past few years since the last colloquium have seen some interesting and substantial advances from the aviation sector in its efforts to contribute towards the fight against climate change. But there is still much more work to be done. Curbing the growth of aviation-related greenhouse gas emissions is complex, and as we learned from yesterday's excellent tutorial, there is no one solution but many, and as we will endeavour to cover them over the next few days. We have a very distinguished lineup of speakers representing states, science, international organizations, and industry. But this colloquium, as Jane said, is an opportunity for all voices to be heard, including yours. And I urge you to respond during the Q&A sessions with your own opinions, ideas, and concerns. So with that, let's move quickly onto our opening session. We have a lot to fit in, which appropriately, as Jane said, is titled Setting the Scene. Each of our panelists has been asked to address in no more than 10 minutes, we've only got 90 minutes in all, the following question, and I repeat it as Jane mentioned. If you had the power to make international aviation environmentally sustainable, what would be your action plan? So I now invite the panelists to join me on the podium. It's going to be a bit of a tight squeeze.